We had a double move called where Algie faked the out route and went straight up the middle, and the linebacker just jumped it and just had to get it to him. I thought it was a great call by Dinger. It was a play we've been running pretty much all game long, and they were jumping it, starting to cut and covering it, and it was a great call at the right time, and obviously a big play. And they're a tough defense, and it wasn't always pretty today, and certainly wasn't my best game. But at the end of the day, we found a way to win, which is all you can ask, I guess.
Carrie, in a game like this, I mean, it seems like almost every pass play, you're going to have somebody in your face, and you just have to try to focus and adjust.
Yeah, really. Overall, with their rush and the way they bring it, I thought our offensive line, our backs, and everybody did a pretty good job of picking things up. And but they put heat on you, and they rushed the passer, and you just got to keep at it. I mean, that's the bottom line. I mean, it obviously wasn't very pretty for 3.5 quarters, but guys really, really bowed up there at the end, and it gave me time and allowed me to find guys down the field.
Do you have any thoughts on the last time you faced them? Did that help at all? I mean, it's a long time ago.
Well, it's hard not to forget that one. It's hard to forget that one. I mean, obviously it wasn't one of my better days. I wanted to beat them. I mean, I wanted to go 5-0 most of all. But, I mean, personally, it would have been nice to come in here and get a win against them. So I'm proud of our guys. I thought guys showed a lot of character and kept playing under some tough circumstances and made the plays they needed to make.
Feel like you guys stole one in some ways and have been down most of the game?
No, it doesn't. I mean, I've been on the other side of so many that go the other way. So win's a win. I mean, I'm not going to apologize. I don't think anybody else is going to apologize for it. Find ways to win games. I mean, I think that's the bottom line in this league, and just so having it worked out for us today.
What happened on that rough end call that kind of ignited that last drive? Did you tell us what happened?
I really don't know, other than I was just looking downfield trying to make a play and got hit. I wasn't sure if they called the play dead or not. I knew there was a false start on it too, so. I mean, I really wouldn't think about it other than just drop back and trying to find somebody.
Did he hit you in the head?
I think he did. It's hard for me to, recalculate every second, where he hit me, where he didn't. But the ref made a call and then go on.
To get Algie, not had a lot of success this season. To have a big touchdown like that, do you think that can jumpstart him? And how crucial, obviously, was that?
Yeah, I think it can jumpstart. Obviously, he's a big part of what we do. And, for him to make a play in that kind of situation says a lot about him. He may have been a little bit frustrated with his number so far. But we love the guy. I think he's a great player. He's a great addition to what we're doing. And came up big for us today.
Gary, how much do you think Algie benefited from Scape's success?
Yeah, I mean, Bo obviously is playing really well right now, and Bo's getting a lot of attention, and but each week, I mean, we have ways where we're trying to get both of them the ball. I mean, we use the tight ends a lot. We're in two tight end set a lot during the game, and both of them are key players for us, and I think they're both benefiting from each other. I think Bo is really benefiting from Algie. I mean, just his leadership, his experience, his professionalism. I think Bo is really really becoming a better player because of Algie. So even though his production numbers may not have been there, I mean, his presence is certainly welcomed on this team.
What do you have to say to the offense to kind of keep everybody at their heads in the game, knowing it's going to be a game like this where there may only be one real good drive and a lot of bad drives?
Yeah, I mean, we came into halftime, everybody was obviously we weren't feeling too good about things, but if there's anything that you got to do in this league, I mean, you just got to keep playing, and sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. And today, guys stepped up. And I think it was a big win for us because, really up until this point, and we've gotten leads and kind of played to protect the lead. And, today we had to come from behind and make plays to win it. So I think it says a lot about the character of our team. I think we found out some things about our team and the fact that we can keep playing and keep playing and make the plays at the end.
How about the turnaround you've had going from where you've been the last month behind Vince now starting a 5-0 team in the NFL?
Yeah, I'm excited to just be playing. I mean, to be honest with you, I'm happy to be in there. I'm happy to be playing. I'm proud to be on a team that we've got. I mean, we got some some just rock solid guys that play hard all the time, it's nice to be on a team that has a chance to win every Sunday. I feel like we prepare well during the week. We do the things we need to do during the week and get ready to play on Sunday. I'm excited. I'm excited to be out there playing. I'm excited to be on a good team.
Was there a point where the confidence picked up in the huddle on that last drive? Because, as you said, for 3.5 quarters, it had been a struggle on offense.
Yeah, I mean, I think as we moved the ball and as we made a couple first downs, I think you can feel the sense of urgency building in guys. I think everybody was on top of their game. I mean, I think everybody was honed in and focused, and everybody had the belief and the confidence that we'd go down and score. You got to have that. I mean, that's what we need. But I mean, today was a big test for us. Obviously, and we come in here against a great defense, and we know it's going to be a tough game, and it wasn't very good for 3.5 quarters. But guys stepped up and made plays and did what we had to do.
You want this to be your team. Game-winning touchdown drive, it was a long way in that regard.
It does. I hope guys will see that regardless of the circumstances, I'm going to keep playing. Just keep playing and keep playing. That to me is how you build that trust and how you build that rapport with your teammates. I'm not going to say it's always going to be great, because it wasn't great for a long time today. But I think slowly, I think we're building an identity and building something here, and we got a lot of work to do. By no means are we where we need to be, but certainly things like today and things that happened today, I think, go a long way. As far as my role in this team, I like quarterbacking this team. I mean, I do, and I hope guys see that. If we can keep it going, I think we could have a good year. Just stop trying to make bad throws, you gotta stop being, boneheaded, doing a couple things, and made a couple bonehead throws. I mean, one of them was tip ball. I mean, that's going to happen, they're a good defense. I mean, things like that are going to happen, and really just try to stay calm and stick with my reads and try and find the open guy. At the end of the day, it worked out.